NPR's Michael Sullivan joins us now. He is in Cairo, Egypt. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Susan.
Tell us the kinds of scenes out of Iraq that people in Cairo are getting a chance to see on television today.
Well, like many people in the Arab world, Susan, they're seeing a lot of scenes from the satellite television channels such as Al Jazeera, such as Al Arabiya, and also from Egyptian state television, which was actually carrying, I think, many of the same pictures that the American audience was seeing on their television screens of the statue of Saddam Hussein coming down. I've spoken to a few people since that happened, a few Egyptians since that happened, and the reaction from the ones that I've spoken to has been shock, frankly, and accompanying that shock, a little disappointment, I think, because I think a lot of people here didn't think that it was going to end this soon.
Yeah, expected more opposition. Has the opposition there, though, in Egypt, the opposition to the war, changed at all as U.S.-led troops moved into Baghdad?
The opposition to the war hasn't changed at all, no. I mean, the official state position on this war, the President Mubarak's position has always been that this war was unnecessary, that this war would be a problem for both the Iraqi people and the Egyptian people and the whole region, both politically and economically. And obviously, the people here felt that this war was an attack on another Arab people, and they deeply resented that. I mean, they still have the Palestinian issue that they feel here has not been resolved to their satisfaction, and now they see the U.S. in their eyes going after yet another Arab people, and they deeply resented this. So you have the official position, even though Egypt is an official ally of the U.S. in the region, you have the official position of them opposing the war, but at the same time basically going along with it, allowing the U.S. to use the Suez Canal. And then you have the street here. You have the general public, which deeply resented the war. But on both sides, there was clearly opposition. There was just resignation on both sides, I think, that this war was going to happen, and it did happen. There might be a little relief on the government side that it appears to be winding up kind of soon.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of role do you think Egypt might play in a post-war Iraq?
It's difficult to tell at this point, because I think the Egyptian government at this point might be a little leery of getting involved in any post-war Iraq, because they don't want to be seen as doing the U.S.'s bidding in the region. I don't think that would go down very well with their people. I don't think it would go down very well with many other governments in the region. So I think we're going to see the Egyptian government very much take a wait-and-see approach and just see how this thing ends, because just because Baghdad is taken doesn't mean that the war has ended, and just because the war has ended doesn't mean that hostilities have ended.
Sure. And what about the other Arab nations, Michael?
I think Arab nations as a whole, you can't say that there's any unanimous Arab nation as a whole. I mean, the Arab nations, we saw this in their Arab League meetings in the run-up to this war when they tried to sit down and think of ways of avoiding it. The Arab nations have completely different opinions about this war. Many of the Gulf states wanted Saddam Hussein to go. They made no secret of that, and they've allowed the U.S. to use their countries as forward bases for this war. Obviously, countries like Syria and Iraq oppose this war because they're afraid of creeping American imperialism here. And then you have countries like Egypt and Jordan, which are, you know, U.S. allies in the region, which are sort of caught in the middle. They don't really want any part of it, but they can't really do much about it.
Mm-hmm. As you go around town there in Cairo, do you encounter personally, as an American, anti-Americanism, or is it much more against administration policy in this particular situation?
I've been here about 3.5 weeks now, and I have to say there's only been one overt action of hostility against me as a person when they found out I was an American. By and large, the people here say they welcome the American people as friends. They think the American people are friendly, but they draw a distinction. They say the administration of George W. Bush and the policies that they're pursuing, particularly in the Middle East vis-a-vis Iraq and vis-a-vis Palestine, they are completely opposed to. But the hostility against Americans, no, haven't felt it.
Thank you very much. NPR's Michael Sullivan in Cairo, Egypt.